parcel 1.02. Again, it's a special use exception for a manufactured home type structure as an office. We received no letters in support. We did receive one mail return, and we also received a letter in opposition. And the letter in opposition is from Barbara Dean. It states that the mobile home appears to be approximately 60 feet long by 14 feet wide and has been on the subject property and in use since December 2014. And that's why she believes the application is being requested. That the property is surrounded by single-family residential properties zoned agricultural residential. The subject property is slightly over 6 acres. There's a stipulation that mobile homes are not permitted this property or on surrounding properties. This mobile home is not permanently installed, and the Denrec report said the owner has stated there is no septic connected to this home. That their assumption is that the mobile home is to be used as an office for Bellaterra Landscaping. Since the company now owns property 4 miles away, it would seem that the office would be better located on that 41-acre parcel, and that they oppose the special use exception. And staff would note that the use as a mobile manufactured home type structure as an office is a special use exception, so that is why they are before the board. The use as the landscaping business did receive a conditional use several years ago, so the business has been granted a conditional use for the operation of the business. Thank you.
All right, then.
Sure, you need it. Swear affirm that.
Thank you, board. Good evening. My name is Michael Schimmel. I am the owner of Bellaterra Landscapes. As Janelle had stated, we were granted a conditional use zoning for the operation of our landscape company. Over the last couple of years, we have grown exponentially. We have also worked on purchasing a much larger parcel. Just as Janelle said, it was 40 acres. We are in the process of working with engineers, as well as submitting our conditional use zoning for that farm in order to create a growing nursery, as well as moving our company over there out of the residential district. When I purchased the mobile office trailer, I did not bring forward an application. I presumed it was another shed because it was mobile, and I regret that decision at this point. However, I'm in this position, so I have to obviously ask for your permission to have it there until I'm granted the permission on the other facility to be able to move that, as well as the conditional use for that operation over there as well. I hope to have that done before the end of the summer, have the entire business moved out of the residential district, and make all of the surrounding neighbors a whole lot happier than having a business in their backyard at this point. I have some pictures, if I can submit those.
If you would, please.
The mobile office structure is approximately 14 foot wide by 70 foot long. It is tan in color, just as the pole barn that is built right next to it, which is our facility shop. It is not connected to a septic system, as we have an existing bathroom in our shop. It does not even have a bathroom facility in the mobile office trailer. It is all offices. It is 66 feet away, which obviously is the setback, exceeds the setback on that corner there. But once again, we will be working on moving this entire structure and the entire company out of the residential district shortly.
All right, sir. Let's see. Any questions? Let's start with Eddie Houston.
Please. So, did I understand you say you would like to be on the new property by?
We hope to have everything submitted and be on your docket again very shortly.
Okay, so if we grant the special use exception this evening, you would need out what length of time?
If I were to be granted 6 months at the latest. 3 months would probably be the earliest that I can have that structure out of there.
Staff would like to clarify that we are not in receipt of a conditional use for the application at this point. It is a 3 to 6 month process to get through the conditional use application, and then they would have to come back through the Board of Adjustment, and it's usually about a month and a half, 2 month process to get onto the board's agenda. So it's quite possible it could be a year before he could be through the conditional use and back to the Board of Adjustment.
Year would be.
That's up to the board.
No, but you're saying a year at least.
It could be, depending on how fast the application comes through and if it is successful.
You always get an extension.
I'm sorry.
You always get an extension.
Yeah, that would be it. You get an extension. Okay.
You opened your statements with saying that you thought it was like a shed and you didn't get a permit. And so let me just clarify for you that anytime you put a shed or anything else on a property, it requires a permit. The reason being is that the permit tells you what the setbacks are.
Yes, sir.
And if it's allowed. So anytime you improve a property, you need a permit.
Yes, sir.
The structure was designed as a mobile office, is that correct?
It was, yes, sir.
Or like a construction office?
Yes, it was. I believe it was on a golf course at one point in time for their pre-construction sales.
Okay. And it's been there how long?
Just a little over a year now.
No other questions.
Okay. Answer all. You said you have a bathroom in the other place?
Yes, sir.
But not in this one?
It is not in that facility, no, sir.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, do you want to come forward, please? You said we know. Okay. All those that have opposed this application, would you please come forward at this time? Again, all that is opposed to come forward to be sworn in.
We're just going to swear you in all at once, and then you can just testify one at a time, but if you want to all get sworn in at once, and then...
So we have three against it at this time, or in opposition at this time. Thank you.
And we'll just keep your name. Is there anybody else that wanted to speak?
Do all of you swear or affirm the evidence you will give tonight is the truth? Yes.
Whoever wants to go first?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Thomas Robbins. My address is 16824 West Hudson Pond Road, Lincoln.
Okay.
I live exactly behind Mr. Schimmel's property. I have concerns with the modular unit that he's talking about setting there. I did hear him say to you gentlemen that he intends to have it out of there within a certain amount of time.
Yes, sir.
The biggest concern I have is he has a business in a residential area. He's taken away for some of the values of our property, and I think this modular unit does the same. There's some other issues that I have concerning the business that's there, but I don't know if this is the time or place to bring it up. But with the fact that he was mentioning to you members that he's thinking about getting it out of there in a certain time, maybe I can be swayed to say, okay, he could have that unit there, it doesn't bother me that bad. Could we set an actual deadline when it has to be out of there? And I'm just asking that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I have some other concerns, but I don't know if it's proper to bring them up here now in reference to how the business is operated.
So would you be comfortable with 1 year? Because that's what
it's way stated.
We're assuming okay. That it would take for him to get his other property ready.
I would.
You'd be okay with that?
Yes.
So you're not opposed to us approving a special use exception for a period of 1 year?
Okay, that's fine. Then my question would be, what's the guarantee that it would be the year?
If it's not out there in a year, the county tells him it's got to be removed.
Okay, or he comes back for another special use exception?
Yes, and at that point.
And you'd be notified?
Yeah, you would be notified just like tonight.
Backyard night.
Fair.
You're fair, but I'm not allowed to have a conversation. No, yes, you have to give it back.
Sorry.
That's okay, so you're comfortable with that?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
Very well, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am, do you want to come up next?
My name is Virginia Gilman. This is 16805 West Hudson Pond Road, Lincoln. And my concern also was we are residential, and the noise is ungodly. And if he is told he has to get it out, that it is not permanent, then we would agree.
And whether it couldn't be permanent anyway. The maximum time that we could approve is 5 years, and I think what we're considering is a maximum right now of 1 year.
Okay, I wouldn't go with 5 years.
But you're fine
because
with 1 year?
You can't even enjoy your backyard.
You're fine with 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening to everybody. My name is Ada Amador, and I live at 16842 West Hudson Pond Road. I heard that it's going to be a year. If it's approved, I'm agreeing with that also. My concern here today was the level of noise around. I'm a nurse. I do overnights, and I come home early in the morning to sleep. So my main concern with this case is the level of noise that is heard in my house every morning, early in the morning hours. But if, you know, I'm agreeing with the year period of time for him, as I heard him said he has another location where he's going to move to, I'm okay with that.
All right.
So,
thank you. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions with that, or anything you want to address with him? Okay. All righty, then, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think what we've heard in regard to the case is that the the request has an adverse effect as it currently sits, but not necessarily substantial. In that we would, if we only limit it for a year. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,764 for a period of 1 year because of that.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,764 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,764 is approved for a period of 1 year.
Thank you.
Okay. Next case, please.
We're going to give a minute because we're going to switch out attorneys.